I'm calling the meeting of the Executive Board, Sussex Academy, February 20th, 2019 to order. It is 4:05. Could we please do a roll call? Jen Scott, Board President.
That does nice.
Martin Cosgrove, Vice President.
Susan Mitchell, Board Member.
Chris Moody, Board Member.
Steve Burke, Treasurer.
Alan Safford, Director.
Janet Owens, Director.
Andrea Rogers, Secretary.
Debbie Fees, Board Member.
Lauren Wisely, Board Member.
Uday Jani, Board Member.
Eric Anderson, Executive Director.
Al Perrine, Chief Custodian.
I have one change to make. I'm going to make a motion that we change the agenda. Under Executive Director Report B, seniors to report on senior trips. Since there's no school today, we have no seniors. So do I need a motion for that? All right, just make note. Make note. We'll push that to next month because there's a lot to report about the trip. We also have Denise Westbrook listening by phone. All right.
Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome. Okay, first item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Does everyone have an opportunity to read the minutes? Any changes requested?
You made my.
Yeah. That was last one.
I think everything looked fine on the minutes to me.
I didn't know. So Chris just mentioned, we have on here that Brian Trout is absent, but down lower it says he resigned. So do we make it?
Oh.
Are we counting him absent since he resigned?
Or? No. Well.
I didn't know what happened.
It happened before that board meeting. I came in and announced at the board meeting that Brian had resigned. So yes, Andrea, can we remove that? Can we make that change that remove him as absent? Please.
Yep.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Can someone make a motion?
Make a motion to accept.
Chris Moody made a motion to accept with the one change to remove Brian Trout as absent. Is there any? Oh, do I have a second?
Second.
Any conversation? Okay, let's vote. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion passes. Marty motioned.
Correct.
Who second?
I
motioned.
Chris motioned.
Oh, Chris motioned. Marty second. Sorry. Okay, moving on. Public comments. We have no. Is Mr. Al, are you here to make some comments or? Okay, perfect. All right, we have no public comments. Moving on, Executive Director Report.
Hey. Happy February.
Yeah, right?
So first I want to start off by introducing Mr. Al Perrine. He is our new Chief Custodian, and I meant to bring him in last month and I forgot. So Al, meet the board. Board.
Mr. Al put my car in the garage while we were in Florida. So when I got in it last night at 10:30, it was warm, and I just drove it right out, which was awesome.
So we're happy to have you aboard, Al, and thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Good, sir.
Well, have a good evening.
Thank you.
See you. Take care.
I'm home for cheesecake.
That sounds good.
I'm home with him.
Bring him on.
Take one down, pass it around.
Review of what happened between now and the last board meeting. So Debbie, I meant to talk to you about this. I don't know if you'd be willing to say a few words, but our juniors took a practice SAT on January 28th, and I didn't know if you, off the top of your head, could just maybe give us a little bit of the results and what that looks like.
So the purpose of doing that was because we had a low registration for PSAT and MSQT in the fall, but we wanted to make sure that those juniors were ready for the SAT coming up in late March. So with the help of Revolution Prep, which is a prep company just like others, They gave us free booklets and bubble sheets, and the students all took the full-length practice SAT. They then used their phones or their iPads to scan and score, so they instantly got their score with very, very detailed feedback about what kinds of questions they need to work on. We made them do a reflection, and the lit teachers also followed up with some other sorts of activities to back it up. And I know that in theory of knowledge, they've been doing some work on filling gaps where kids need to be. And I've been going into classrooms to give SAT strategies. So in talking to students, they found that extremely helpful and motivating to get ready to improve their score for March.
Thank you, Deb.
How are the math scores, and is there anything being done to help there?
I have the list of the scores that the students self-reported, but I haven't done any analysis of it, because for some it was their first touch with that kind of test. So if I can let you know after the March one.
Okay. Are they doing it again in March?
Well, the March one will be the official
That's when they take it as a class.
Everybody's testing that day.
So that's the official, the real test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We held our winter sports pep rally on January 31st. The students and the student government organized that, and it was well received, and it was a nice little event that we had. Our IB diploma year one students went on a trip to the Library of Congress on February 8th. Jen Leonard, who's our school librarian, one of our co-coordinators for IB, arranged, she went to a IB training back in, maybe November in Virginia, and found out about the opportunity to be able to take students to the Library of Congress and have them do their research for their IB EEs, their extended essays. So they had just chosen their topics, developed their topic question, and were assigned to their mentor for the EE, so they were able to go to the Library of Congress, and the librarian there gave us a tour of the whole library, but also pooled a number of different resources for the students to use to conduct research while they were there. And since we've left, that librarian has also been a resource, so if Jen Leonard emails her and asks for additional resources or whatever, she goes back to Jen, but she also is in touch with our students and helping them, guiding them to the proper resources. So it was a really great opportunity, and it's something that we'll continue to do. Our middle school had a Valentine's dance on February 8th. It was sponsored by the TSA, the Technology Student Association. It was a nice little event. It wasn't highly attended by a lot, but we probably had about 50 there. So it was a good time.
What day was that?
It was Friday, February 8th. And then we held our essay crush event at the Starboard on February 9th. That was also a great event, and it was
that
pretty well attended.
It was so fun. The band was unreal.
The band was good.
I danced more than I have in years. It was so fun.
It was a good time, Mary. We had former staff members come to it.
Parents. Teresa Desmond came.
There was a good amount of staff there, and everybody had the same day, said the same thing, that they had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And the band was excellent. So Gina did a really nice job putting that together.
Do you know how many people we had?
I do, and I think she's totaling up everything, and she will get back to us with those numbers when they're available. On February 11th, our school calendar meeting met for the first time. Alan had put up a tentative schedule in our calendar. We went through, discussed it. I'm going to create a new one based off of that, and then we'll meet again, and then we'll have a calendar to present to the board for approval, possibly by the March meeting. Okay. I held in the high school mid-year grade level meeting, so we met with the seniors and the juniors, and then we met with the sophomore and the freshman class to just discuss getting to the mid-year point, how well they've been doing, keep up a strong second half of the year, We especially stressed to seniors that they needed to be mindful that just because they've been accepted to colleges, that they still need to do the right thing, because those acceptances can be rescinded if they do anything. Not so mindful. So so we had that conversation with them, and those meetings went well, and we talked to the students about some of the changes that we were taking place, that are taking place. But I think that that's a good thing, just to check in with the students mid-year and just remind them to continue to make good decisions. We got back last night from our senior class trip to Disney. It was a huge success. The students would have made everyone very proud. There were no issues. The students were well behaved. They were responsible, and they were just kids being kids and having a good time.
They cleaned up after themselves. Like, they were playing ping pong tournaments, and they cleaned up their trash. They put chairs away, like, without being asked. It was really impressive. They were great.
And I have to give a shout out to Sarah Messina, who put the whole trip together. But also, yesterday morning when we woke up to one of the flights being canceled and having to rebook 30 kids, and how she was on top of that, got it done. It all worked out that we all basically arrived within 20 minutes of one another.
Teenagers are remarkably resilient. We told them at 6:20, the flight is canceled, go back to your room for further instructions. And they all went back, got back into bed, fully clothed, and went to sleep, and didn't get up until they were informed that it was time to leave. So they were seriously relaxed and not concerned.
No, but it went well.
How many kids went?
52.
And how big is the class?
71.
Okay.
We've lost a couple since the count, but it's a little bit smaller. Do you know the exact number, Andrea?
That when?
No, just in the senior class. It's, 68 now, I think?
I don't know.
But every student that didn't go, it was a conscious choice that they didn't go.
I heard something that made
that
conscious choice.
It wasn't
that
anybody couldn't go because they couldn't afford it. Our sixth grade team has been working on a team expedition dealing with space. They have an upcoming showcase. And Jan, I meant to get that date. Do you know the date of their
showcase?
March
1st is the day of the grandparents' day.
So March 1st, if anybody wants to stop in and see it.
What is the topic?
Space exploration.
Cool.
So, and they just went on a trip yesterday.
Like all day or?
The showcase, I'll send out more information.
Oh, they went to Wallops yesterday.
They went to Wallops yesterday.
They have another one next week. I can't remember where they're going next week, though.
Well, they're scheduled to go Air and Space Museum.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they're thinking about not going because it's so far and they'd only get a few hours there.
Mm. Our high school mock trial team will be competing on Friday and Saturday at the courthouse in Wilmington. So they have, I believe, their first competition is 9:15 on Monday, and then 1:15
Friday.
On Friday, and then they will go again on Saturday, depending on how far they go, will depend how many times they compete on Saturday, and then it concludes with a banquet or awards ceremony at like 6 o'clock. So then Jen is accompanying them for the overnight to stay in Wilmington for that. So, and I'll be going to see them in the afternoon. Afternoon performance. Our middle school rewards day will be taking place this Friday. So students are going to be going to a number of different places. I know they're going to Lefty's. Where else are they going? Shelby Bounce, right?
Yeah, Shelby Bounce, the escape room. Kim Rasher is doing a paint day event thing here. I'm missing one. Ice skating is the other one.
So that is on Friday for our middle school students. Our preference interviews will take place next Tuesday and Wednesday. The committee is well aware of that, and how many students that we are doing, are interviewing. And then I will be participating in an event for school leaders in DC this Sunday through Tuesday. And basically, I'm going there to advocate for more federal funding to support high-quality, high-performing public charter schools. And we'll have an opportunity to meet legislators and talk to them about our school. And there will be some opportunity to bring some, spotlight to our school. So I'm excited about that opportunity. There's different conferences that will take place on Monday also to talk about, equity and things like that within your organization. So I'm excited to have been asked by the National Alliance to represent Delaware and our charter school at the conference this year.
Great.
So that is my report. So with that, I will turn it back over to Jen Scott.
Can you announce yourself, please?
Yes, Shanta Howard Wilkinson, board member.
Okay. Any questions for Eric? All right.
So the renovations, I thought that we should probably need to be an action.
Okay, but what does that mean?
This needs to be an action.
Okay.
Just to pursue.
Okay. Well, are you going to talk about it now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about it, but it's a
right.
The other thing I want to talk about are the possible renovations for the science lab and for a possible student center. So I did discuss this at the last board meeting. We'd like to bring our science labs up to code so that the teachers aren't so limited in the high school to be able to do labs. The teachers had sent me a list of improvements that were needed, and I went to the foundation board meeting back in January and shared that with them in the hopes to get some financial support there to be able to do these renovations. And then also to create a student center, which would be where the two classrooms are when you enter the high school. Currently it's a computer room and the driver's ed room. But to use that to build offices so that we can have offices for our counseling department, for a social worker, when they come to visit and meet the kids, to house our director of special services, Mr. Pete, in there, and then just create a safe place and space for students to be able to go in the building. So I would like to have the board just approve us going to find somebody to come in and talk to us and make an estimate of what the work would look like.
Is that someone a contractor, an architect? Like, what are we talking about?
You know, we'd probably have to put something out there and just,
An RFP?
RFP. I don't know. Right now it would be really just somebody coming in to investigate what needs to be done, and then once we have that scope of work, then we probably have to do maybe an RFP for that. But it would really just be preliminary, having somebody coming in to say, okay, this is what this is going to take, so that they can come and talk to the board about, okay, if you want to get this done, this is what needs to be done.
But you wouldn't need an RFP to do that.
Not for that, but when the work comes in.
For the work, yeah, once the scope has been developed.
I do have somebody that I think could come in and just do the initial look for us and just say, this is what you're going to need to get done, things like that, just so that we have an idea of how much it's going to cost and if it's something that we can move forward with.
I guess my thought would be that since the foundation owns the building, we're going to involve somebody from the foundation in that meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
But I guess I'm thinking, is that person like a space designer?
Or an architect.
I don't know that we would need an architect. I'm thinking about Jen Rambo, because she had kids here, and she, does...
Interior design.
No, yes, but she also, looks at a space like this and does the...
Like optimization or whatever you call
and
it.
And says, and does, the CAD drawings to show you with dimensions. You could put an office here. You know what I'm saying? She does...
So she does some... She's not an architect, but she does some design work.
Yeah, I think it's space. It's space planning.
But would that suffice when it goes to RFP for the mechanicals and counting?
Well,
all
no.
That?
But see, I don't understand. It's which came first, the chicken or the egg? First of all, we can look at the space, and we need to have I mean, you need to get to a point where you have plans, and then you price from plans.
Right.
So...
Could Shell do that in-house? I mean, I would guess they have that capability.
I would think so.
So, Jen, I don't know if anybody's talking. I don't think so. So I think it's okay for me to chime in. What about, what about our high school students? If we're just talking about assessment of space, if it's, you know, engineering or architecture or what have you, is there a way to have, like, a project? You know, here's this space, and we're looking to redesign it. Do we have any class or group of students who might be interested in doing a proposal like that?
I mean, we have IB engineering students who could...
I don't think the science lab should be able to do that.
Well,
but maybe for the student center.
Yeah, I mean, we need for the science lab, I mean, we have to understand what equipment we need. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a bigger...
Well, this work was done in my former school, and I have a contact that I can call for that.
Okay.
For the science lab.
Yep.
For them to come in and be able to do,
I love that idea, though, Denise. I think that's a great idea, to get some of the kids to work on the student center. I guess we would just need to... figure out with Mr. Is it Elmer or Carniti? It's Elmer. With Mr. Elmer to kind of figure out, like, we have to give them some sort of direction, on...
Correct.
You know, what... Yeah. But I think that's a great idea.
Wouldn't we give it to Lance and that committee to work with the kids and the proposal?
Well, right, and...
That's a good idea.
Lance works at a company that might be willing to offer us some resources.
Exactly.
Poor Lance. You know what happens when you don't come to the board meetings, right?
I think that IB design tech class is, if I can speak for Tim, is probably already overbooked.
Too busy.
Because they have their IA that they're crunching to get done, and then reviewing for exams, and it's a bing, bing, bing kind of year. So I don't know. I highly doubt that there would be time for them to pull on that kind of big project.
What about the juniors?
That is juniors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because the seniors are already past that.
But,
I mean, I think what we could do is, I mean, the idea would be to have offices and then a common space for the students. Is once that we have that built and the students can design what they want the common space to look like, what kind of things we can put in there, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would probably be a little more manageable,
mm-hmm.
but also gives the students an opportunity to have a part in it.
Okay, so do we need to make a motion and vote on this?
I guess
we're not spending any money.
Not spending any money. I mean, we might if somebody needs to have money for the work. I just want the okay to, move forward.
We're just exploring.
Exploring. Yeah.
Is there any concern about exploring it?
Yeah. We're just looking into it.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. All right. That's all I have.
All right. Moving on, monthly board financial reports.
And do you want to go with the scorecard first and talk about the other items?
Yeah, and that was separate down there.
Okay.
They just didn't get color.
Yeah. Well, I passed it around. Did everybody get the color scorecard?
Yay, yellow. Oh, yellow. I forgot it's supposed to be green.
I thought it was
we're moving in that direction.
It's yellow. It's yellow until we revise the budget, at least in my opinion.
Oh, and look what we have here.
So I think... The CDOC and Alan keeps working towards a revised budget. I think we've said that we would have a formal revision in April.
Yeah, for the
April board meeting.
Yeah, the April CDOC meeting, and then the next day for the board.
Okay. But right now, just from a month perspective, the month of January, revenue came in around where you would anticipate it to be versus the prior year. We had a significant amount coming in to kind of finalize the state funding, the unit formula. There's still some additional adjustments out there, probably about $20,000 that we anticipate coming in on the balance of the year. We'll continue to see upside from aquatics, which is averaging around $20,000 a month, which is pretty good. Year-to-date, it looks like aquatics is getting 50%, 60% funded from the revenue that's coming in, which is great. From a federal perspective, that's timing again. We anticipate that we'll get that entire amount in during the course of the year, but you have to spend it to get it. So that's kind of the way it works. And then, you know, as a result of what we're seeing so far, if you look, we're almost 104% versus budget, so that's about $315,000 already banked over and above the budget that we had, which is great news. We anticipate probably another couple hundred thousand, primarily from facilities and aquatics coming in on the balance of the year. Okay.
Nice.
Which would put us over our initial estimates about 540. But when we reduce the reserves, it'll drop down to about 400,000 over the budget. We're still going to have a need based on the expense projections that I'm going to talk to you about in a moment to touch the reserves a little bit, but hopefully we can avoid doing that. It is my opinion on the balance of the year.
How much do we need to put into reserves? 400?
No, no,
15.
It'll drop from the current 153,000 of reserve use in the budget to about 15,000. And so, you know, there's hope that we could probably get through without touching reserves at all on the balance of the year. That would be my vie for the financials. From an expense perspective, the month came in right about at what I would call run rate, which is, you know, about 8% of the year. Of the budget we should see come in each month over month. We're slightly favorable in the month of January, you know, kind of across the boards. We had a very high energy month, but we had low spending and soft spending across all the other categories that kind of offset it. The thing that's a little deceiving is if you look at salaries and benefits, health insurance, the things that are linked to employees, is that it would appear as if, you know, 58.3% spent against kind of the time pace, 58.3%, as if we're on target, but we're going to see incremental expenses each month as we go through the balance of the year. There's another, three-week payroll?
Three payroll month
coming in on the balance of the year. We have 11 payrolls left, so we're going to see some increase in salaries and benefits and associated health insurance. Also, from a health insurance perspective, some of the new employees that come in that are completely new to the Delaware school system, they don't start getting benefits until December. So those expenses, just anticipate that they're gonna kinda build momentum throughout the balance of the year. So we think that is probably the biggest exposure that we have now versus the current budget, which is probably about, 200 of the 400,000 that we think that we're gonna need to adjust these expenses by, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. So I'm alluding to the fact that we're going to have to increase our expenses in almost all of these lines here, and that increase is about 404,000. We anticipate that we're going to have to increase contracted services, especially due to some of the medical testing that we're doing. We're testing a lot more than we thought that we would or had budgeted that we would on the students.
And also providing
services.
And providing services.
Occupational and speech therapy services to a lot more students than we thought, and a lot more frequently.
So we're going to see those expenses clip up in the revised budget. We're also going to see some increase in supplies and materials. As you can see, it's already running significantly over our expected kind of run rate at 75%. And most of that is, you know, due to the sports equipment and related busing costs for the sports events after school. So I guess the long and the short of it is, from a budgetary perspective, the good news is we've already captured like 300,000 of the 500,000 of incremental revenue, which is good. And we're running ahead of pace on the top line. On the bottom line, we're going to be needing to add expenses to compensate for that to the tune of about 400,000, which leaves us with a need to hit the reserves in the 15,000 range, which is about a tenth of what we had planned for the year, which is good news.
Can I do some dummy math for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
So you said we're going to be about 540 over revenue for the year.
Right.
And we're going to need an additional 404 in expenses.
Right.
If I subtract those two,
yeah,
I come up with a number, which I can't figure out right now.
136,000.
Which should be the amount that you would reduce your reserves.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Would be the amount you keep in reserve that you don't have to take out.
You'd reduce your 153 budgeted to roughly 15 as a result of that difference.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Say that a different way.
Your reserves that are in the budget right now, the 155.
Oh, that's what we've anticipated having to hit the reserves.
Right.
This is all good news.
This is all good news.
Yay, okay.
We're only looking at
okay.
Yeah,
so we're only
looking
to hit, I told you, this is the dummy math. We only need to hit the reserves for 15 grand instead, okay.
Yes.
This is good.
Yes.
Everyone was looking morose, but this is good stuff.
That's almost green.
Right, okay.